welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
Good. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about deep venous thromboses and treatment. Deep venous thromboses are a big problem. Lots of advances, lots of medicines, yet pulmonary embolism remains the most common preventable cause of hospital death. And we're not talking small numbers here. PEs are responsible for about 200,000 deaths a year in the United States, and because of that, there's lots of work looking for prevention and managing of venous thromboembolisms. Lots of risk factors for DVTs. We've talked about them a lot, including cancer, immobility, inherited acquired hypercoagulable states, and the like. So this week we're going to ask, is Deltaparin better than unfractionated heparin for preventing proximal deep vein thrombosis in critically ill patients? The study is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Mark, what did the group do and what did they find?
Well, this was a good study, and I like the fact that they asked the kind of question that we're interested in, which is an older, much less expensive drug as good as a new one, or the converse, is a new drug really any better than an old one? Too often we get comparisons of brand new expensive drug against nothing, or brand new expensive drug against other brand new expensive drug. And so this is the kind of question we need to see more of as we try to do comparative effectiveness study. So yeah, they looked at dalteparin and to see if it was any better than good old unfractionated heparin. They had 3,700 ICU patients who were randomized to get either sub-Q dalteparin 5,000 IU daily or unfractionated heparin 5,000 IU twice daily. And just by the way, dalteparin has a trade name Fragmin, so that may be more familiar to a lot of folks that way. So everyone in the study underwent compression ultrasound within 2 days after admission and then twice weekly until death or discharge. So if there were proximal DVTs, they were going to find them. This is actually a little unrealistic because clinically a lot of DVTs may be present that never become clinically apparent. But to do the most thorough study possible, they did these serial compression ultrasounds. They had good allocation concealment. The groups were similar at baseline. There was an attention to treat analysis, and there was no loss to follow-up. Three-quarters of the admissions were medical, and 90% of the study patients were on a ventilator. They found no significant difference between the two groups in the number of proximal DVTs and no difference in the rates of major bleeding or death between the groups. They also found no difference in the rate of heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, something that people have claimed is less frequent in low molecular weight heparins, but actually if you look carefully at the data, that doesn't appear to be true in other studies either. One thing they did find was a small decrease in pulmonary emboli in the Fragmin or dalteparin group, 1.3% versus 2.3%, so a number needed to treat of about 100. This was a number of secondary endpoints. It could just be one of those coincidental things. If you look at a bunch of endpoints just randomly, occasionally you'll find a difference. And I guess I'd want to see it confirmed. But they also speculate that maybe the low molecular weight heparin was better at preventing clots that form in the pulmonary arteries or in the upper extremity. We can't be sure that's true, but it also is a pretty high price with a number needed to treat of 100 and the large difference in price between those to prevent that pulmonary embolism. And remember, no difference in mortality. So the bottom line is that unfractionated heparin, 5,000 IU, twice daily is a great option for prevention of proximal leg DVT. While there may be a small benefit for dalteparin in regards to prevention of PE, there was no difference in mortality, and the cost is much higher.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.